like Kai Jansen working out there?
He's got a sore knee in practice today.
Is that all it is? It's nothing serious?
To my knowledge, it hadn't been serious.
More play one. Looks like he was practicing as well.
He was tight, so we held him out.
What area?
His hamstring.
What kind of surgery did Ardarius get?
He's got the thumb and he's got a groin.
He had surgery on both of those?
Yep.
What did that?
About a week ago. A week apart, I would say.
What does that mean for him for training camp?
He should be good to go.
And if you're injured, guys, would you expect to start camp on the top
floor? Don't know about Clark. He would be the only one that I'm not sure about. Everybody else should be ready to go.
Was there a list of pre-existing injuries, or did he suffer those at some point?
No, he had them.
Adams continue to show you some good things, even though it's just practice?
He had a good day today. He did some things that were what he shows on film, so he's one of the guys that had stood out today.
Now, what kind of role do you envision for Hazier?
He's going to compete for a backer spot just like the rest of them. You know, he's in the mix. He's another veteran guy. He's a good teams player, so we're going to throw them all up and let him play in the preseason and see what comes out.
Is he at the right spot?
He plays both.
When you say compete for a backer spot, are you talking about the fact that both spots are set, or is the spot next to Darren Lee still an open competition?
I said complete for a spot. I didn't say complete for a backup spot. I said he's going to compete for a spot in preseason like the rest of them with the rope and the ball. But it's open. We'll put the pads on. We'll see.
I know it's just mini camp and OTAs, and you guys are rotating everyone in and out. But Josh Martin, the last couple days that we've seen, at least, seems to be out there with the quote-unquote starting defense quite a bit. What have you seen from him this year?
It's like you said, we're putting guys out there. We put a lot of guys with the first team, including rookies, every day. So Josh is smart. He's a very intelligent ball player. He's been around the league for a while. He knows what to do and how to do it, and he's in that mix with the other backers.
Is he more of like a pass-rushing linebacker, or is he trying to let the run stopper?
He can do it all. I wouldn't put him at one or the other. He can do it all. He's pretty cerebral. He can do a lot of things.
Todd, how important is it for you guys to get sack production from your outside linebackers this season?
It's important to get sack production from all spots, but when we send the backers, we like more production than we had in the past, so it's important.
Huggins is bookkeeping. They kind of lost him a shuffle last week. What happened with Quinton Dye?
He re-injured his foot.
Bad enough that he was done for the year.
Yeah, he had to get surgery.
Ryan Winters, I don't think it's done too much. Do you know when you expect him to be back and healthy again?
Training camp.
Coach, there's a lot of opportunities for wide receivers to step into some shoes and make plays this year. What are your expectations for this group?
Be mentally tough, physically tough, disciplined, and make some plays. Obviously, we got a lot of new guys and a lot of young guys, but as they learn and get better day by day, we expect them to make some strides.
How are Adams and May doing with the classroom stuff, with learning the defense, picking that up so well?
They're doing great in the classroom. I mean, they learn new things every day, obviously, as we install, but the things we put in, they don't usually make the same mistake twice.
Those two plays by Adam, the pass break and then the interception in the red zone, did those plays happen without good work in the film room? He's recognizing things.
He's an instinctive guy. He got drafted in the first round. He's pretty instinctive to begin with. He's just a football player. You know, he made plays. And he studies a lot, obviously. So, you know, just don't get that way by not studying. But he's a very instinctive player.
Do you agree with Stump's perception that Bilal Powell would be a Pro Bowl player if he were the featured back in offense?
I don't know. I don't really talk about Pro Bowl type players. The Pro Bowl right now, I don't really comment on, but I think he can be a very good player if he was the feature back every down. I think Forte could be a good player if he was the feature back every down. So, you know, we got two of them. And obviously as the games go and you get burnt out a little bit and you want to give a guy a break or one guy or the other and not burn him out. So we got two good backs and we'll use them.
How did you go about the
deciding on Jeremy Bates as the quarterback's coach? Was that John's recommendation? Was it someone you knew from the past?
Well, we knew a lot of different people, a lot of the same people that knew each other. And we hooked up and we talked about it and we were on the same page. And I knew about Jeremy from his past coaching experience just from going against him for a while. And he would be a good fit. I didn't find out till later on that him and Morton were coaching together before.
When you interview a guy like that, I mean, it's very unusual for a coach to be out of the league for 4 years. How did you approach that with him?
Well, you listen and hear him talk. You got to see if he's got the desire to come back, why he left, why he wants to come back, where he is mentally, and then you got to make an executive decision. And Jeremy was all the things I was looking for.
What's your early assessment of their offense? You know, Jeremy and John, I know it's yours as well, but like from a defensive-minded coach looking at it, what are your takeaways of it?
I mean, I like it. I mean, it's tough. It's hard to learn, but once you get it, you know, it's pretty good. So going on early on with a lot of young guys, there's a lot of teaching going on. And as we put in things little by little, you start to see how it comes about. And I think the defense has more in than the offense right now, but they'll catch up in camp.
You had mentioned that at some point, I don't know, the combine or Arizona, that you were going to try to take more of an active role in this year. How has that played itself out in the spring?
It's been fine so far. I mean, I spend more time over there with those guys. I mean, Morton still runs it. Jeremy's still over there, Carl and all those guys, and Coach Marshall and Stump. But at the same time, you learn the offense more, and you get a feel for the guys, so you understand what everybody's doing, so you can yell at them.
Will that continue? Not the yelling, sitting in on the offensive side. Will that continue with Emerson?
A little bit. I'll still be majority on the defensive side.
What is it like for the outside linebackers to have a position coach like Kevin Green, in terms of his knowledge and also his credibility, his street cred, so to speak, as far as 160 sacks, Hall of Fame? I mean, you would think when a guy like that speaks, people are going to listen.
They do. Kevin brings a lot to the table, you know. And right now, as a coach, you really don't think about his Hall of Fame or his stats. He's just a very smart, intelligent outside linebacker coach, and those guys gravitate towards him, and he's a sponge towards them. I think he loves it sometimes more than they love it. I think if he could get out there right now, he could, but his knowledge to teaching those guys right now is invaluable.
Are we good? All right. Thanks.